The move comes after Governor Doyle spent 45 minutes on a conference call with the White House and other governors. The call focused on the need for stepped-up security now that the war has begun. The governor says calls have gone out to the state patrol and to sheriff departments in all 72 counties to increase patrols around power plants and other sensitive facilities. Despite the new measures, Doyle urged state residents to go on with their daily lives and not to live in fear.
The business of our state must also go on. We still face the important challenge of balancing our budget without raising taxes. People are depending on us to do this work. We should approach this work with new seriousness, a new focus, and a new commitment to working together. We are all in this together, and as I have said, we owe it to our fellow citizens who are fighting for us overseas to take care of the state that we leave behind.
At a news conference at the Emergency Operations Center, Doyle said new safety precautions could be expensive, and he's hoping the new Federal Department of Homeland Security will help cover the cost. He added that increased work for local sheriffs and police departments underlines the need for the state to continue to provide an adequate level of shared revenue for counties, towns, and cities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.